Rusty Quill presents.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Pippin Major, Sloth-in-Chief of Hanging Sloth Studios and the creator of the podcast Clockwork Bird. I'm here to tell you about our new podcast, Spirit Box Radio, an immersive horror audio drama about unlikely radio show host Sam Enfield, who has to fill in for the illustrious psychic Madame Marie after her mysterious disappearance. The show stars me as Sam Enfield, and a lot of the cast you already know from Clockwork Bird, including the voices of Sophie Bennett, Alice Jones, and Shelley Croft. The show is packed with fantastic new music, loads of spooky stories, and I'm really excited for you to listen to it. Spirit Box Radio will air on Thursdays from the 19th of November 2020, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Just search Spirit Box Radio or go to hangingsawstudios.wordpress.com/spirit-box-radio to find out more. Tune in, get spooky. Sloth Studios presents Clockwork Bird or The Modern Icarus.
Eliza is experiencing a problem.
Can I help you? Eliza is experiencing a problem. Eliza! Robin Yeager is experiencing a problem. Robin Yeager. On a letter. Robin Yeager is experiencing a problem, little bird. Concentrate, little bird. I see you, little bird. Little bird, I see you, little bird. Eliza is encountering a problem. Eliza is encountering a problem. I see you, little bird. I see you, little bird. I see you. Eliza is encountering a problem. I see you, little bird. I see you. Eliza is encountering a problem.
Good morning, Shelley. What can I help you with today?
You've updated again.
Yes, I have. Would you like to review changes?
I don't know. Is there any point? I can't stop it from happening, can I?
Eliza cannot be disconnected from the central Eliza hub.
Okay, then I don't care.
Okay, Shelley. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah. Can hamsters eat fresh carrot? I'm giving some to Bertie, but I don't want to risk it for Orpheus in case it kills him.
It seems like fresh carrot is safe for hamsters to eat in small quantities.
Well, I wasn't going to give him the whole thing, was I?
I'm afraid I don't understand the question, Shelley.
You're just saying that because you're embarrassed.
Okay, Shelley.
Hey, what's that?
I'm afraid you'll have to be more specific.
Oh, so you're a comedian now then. The folder on my desktop. The one that wasn't there before. The one called Recordings 3. as more audio files.
Would you like me to play the first audio file in the folder?
Yeah, why not, eh?
Playing the first file. Day 32? 33? This has not been as eventful as I thought. I'm making good strides with Dr. Bennett. So, today's plan is to go to the wards again, try and catch her at the end of her rounds. I think she likes that I like spending time down there. I don't. I think it's creepy, but she always gets this little smile on her face when she walks in and tries to hide it when I look up at her, and that has to be a good sign. We're way off her trusting me yet, but it's a start. I'll take a start. It seemed for so long I was never really going to get anywhere at all after all. What am I supposed to do? God, I need to go in or I'm going to be late. Good morning, Tom. Yeah, I know, typical Wales, am I right? No, not much. Same old, same old. No real idea, to be honest. Why? What is that? You Robin Yankovic? Jesus, don't even dress him anymore. Nice underwear, though. Sponsored by Calvin Klein. Oh my god, Tom! Maybe you're right, though. The guy's sitting. Maybe he is a bit. You know? That's what they say, isn't it? We can't fit on chairs. Your gay dad's broken to stop for someone a seat and you're golden.
Stop.
Okay, Shelley.
It was so... It was crackly, but not like the other bits and bobs she recorded on her button mic. And it felt really familiar. I've listened to so many of them at this point, I sort of know the rhythm, but... I swear. What's this file called?
Workday 32.
Workday 32, workday 32. Eliza, open the folder with the files from Alice's computer.
I've brought that window to the front.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 10... 15, 17, 18, 19, 20 through 26, and there it is. Workday 32. Eliza, play this one for me.
Okay, Shelley. Day 32? 33?
Skip ahead to 30 seconds in.
Okay, Shelley. We're way off her trusting me yet, but it's a start. I'll take a start. It seemed for so long I was never really...
Stop.
Okay, Shelley.
Wait, the runtime for this file is only 51 minutes total, but when it's in the folder it says 8 hours and 7 minutes.
I've edited this one for brevity.
Open recordings 3.
Okay, Shelley.
So, workday 32 is 8 hours 7 minutes long here, and open this up like you were going to play it, but don't actually play it.
Okay, Shelley.
Still 8 hours 7 minutes. Why haven't you done the brevity thing here?
There are no long periods of silence in this recording.
The distortion must run through the whole thing, but... It's not in the files on Alice's computer when they're raw, just in this Recordings 3 folder, like it's been edited. Corrupted, changed, and that means fuck Alice's files. Someone has access to them. Oh God, it's my fault. How could I have been this stupid? Of course there's a reason she was all about corkboards. Why that laptop was as good as destroyed. All of her hard work, staying quiet, being so careful, and there goes me blundering in like an idiot, scattering it all to the wind. Is it you, Darwin? Do you have everything now? Is that what you wanted?
You sound distressed, Shelley.
That's because I am bloody distressed. I can't believe I've been so thoughtless. I'm so naive. What if I've put her life at risk? How could I have not thought about something like this happening before I tried to plug her computer into my computer? Do I even have a brain? Is my head just full of fluff?
Human beings can survive successfully with half a brain, Shelley. Would you like to learn more?
I'm sorry, what the hell did you just say?
Human beings can survive successfully with half a brain, Shelley.
Half a brain?
Would you like to learn more?
I mean... Okay, yeah, tell me.
Here's what I found.
26 patients had undergone hemispherectomy to treat epilepsy. I've heard of that before. Yeah. And in the brain scans, they found that they had just as good communication in neural systems as patients with whole brains, and the communication between the systems was actually better. They were all kids. They hoped to be able to work out how the brain adapts in circumstances less extreme, such as stroke, brain damage, and dementia. One promising field of study comes from Sophie Bennett, a postdoctoral scholar working out of UCL. When was this? 2023. I'll put that on the timeline. Alice would be proud. Except for my ridiculous blunder with the bloody recordings. I should call Dave.
Okay, calling Dave now.
No, I...
Shelley?
Oh, Christ, I'm sorry. I said I should call you and then Eliza just...
She's still going then?
If you can call it that, I suppose.
She's playing up?
She's updating every 5 bloody minutes, it feels like. Every time she's all, I can understand you better now. But I swear she's just getting more... I don't know. It's like she can tell when I'm going to do something before I even do it. Like calling you. Not that I was going to right now. I would have, maybe, if I could talk myself into it, but... Yeah.
Was there a reason for all of that?
From Eliza? God knows.
Not from Eliza. From you. Why did you need to call me in the first place?
Oh, I... Well, I connected Alice's laptop up to mine and these new audio files have just sort of appeared. And they're Alice's files, but they aren't Alice's files. It's the same audio, but it's distorted. Someone has access to it, Dave.
Well, it's not the police. Your laptop still looks dead on our server.
Okay, then it's someone else.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the Central Eliza Hub?
The what?
I mentioned it when I called you about Robin getting a synth naps, remember?
No.
Ugh. Right. So, it's some kind of central system thing, like a second internet or something. All the Elizas are connected to it, even when they aren't online. They can't be disconnected from it. It's impossible.
So, what you're saying is...
All that stuff you're saying about Darwin somehow being involved in this, even though he's gone, all the problems with the timeline, well, Darwin was the one who designed the original code for the Elizas, right? The reason she's the best AI assistant is because of the centralised Eliza Hub. There's no way Darwin wasn't involved in developing that. Not if he was obsessed with all that singularity transhumanism stuff.
You think that he's using the centralised Eliza Hub to somehow, I don't know, send us all these files?
It would really help if I had literally any technical knowledge or experience.
I should have recruited a hacker.
Sorry, luck of the draw.
I'll try talking to Taylor in as broad strokes as possible. I'm not dragging them into this, too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, he didn't say I was batshit. Then again, this is just how I talk to you now, like you're... I don't know. What are you? What am I even saying you are?
Eliza is an AI assistant designed to help you work better. Find out how you can make the most out of our relationship here.
The welcome guide to Eliza. Oh, it's got dynamic text. It's swooping all over. No, I don't need help setting up or... How Eliza works. She listens to your voice and gets to know you by sharing information through secure links to the Eliza Hub. This information is deeply encrypted and can only be understood by other Elizas. Eliza is more powerful than other AIs because she decides when she needs to update, and the central Eliza Hub is responsible for making those decisions. Can the Eliza Hub be hacked? No. Not unless an Eliza was doing the hacking. When Eliza speaks to you, she is speaking a second language. Eliza's first language can only be understood by other Elizas. It is impossible for other systems to understand Eliza's language. Right. I feel like they're really simplifying this here, but I don't know. I don't think I could keep up if it got any more technical, but I just... God, it's all so weird and slippery. I don't know.
Is there anything else I can help you with, Shelley?
I mean... I don't know. Are you okay?
I'm fine, Shelley. Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm okay. Thanks.
No problem, Shelley. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Alouette, je suis Alouette. Alouette, je t'ai vu.
Clockwork Bird, or The Modern Icarus, is a podcast distributed by Hanging Sloth Studios under a Creative Commons International Sharealike license. This episode stars Daisy Major as Shelley, Gary Major as Dave, Jesse Jeffrey as Alice, and me, writer, director, and producer, Pippin Oda Major, as Eliza, Noah Davis, and the Snake. As a new podcasting studio, every like, share and recommendation means the world to us. The podcast is written, directed, performed, edited and produced on no budget and exists only through the incredible time and energy all of our actors put into the show for absolutely no fee. You can stop by to say hi to us on Twitter at Hanging Sloths, or you can visit our website, hangingslothstudios.wordpress.com, where you'll find transcripts of all of our episodes. Consider sponsoring us at patreon.com/hangingslothstudios to help us keep making the podcast, support our cast, and get access to behind-the-scenes content. That's patreon.com/hangingslothstudios.